Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Chaz and AJ Sports Buzzer powered by Road Ready Used Cars.
Gillette has a new ad out that you'll certainly see during a Super Bowl commercial break, which goes after toxic masculinity.
People are bananas over this.
Yes.
And they're very split on it. A lot of people love it. A lot of people don't.
Who loves it? Snowflakes?
Right.
Really, who loves it?
Well, Gillette, for one thing, they made it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Here's just a clip because the ad is nearly 2 full minutes long.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off. Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegation.
We believe in the best in men. Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Jesus. We're under attack.
Yep. There's a huge man cut being planned.
Man cut.
Because it's a boycott. They're calling it a man cut. Yep. To avoid Gillette products because of this commercial.
That sounds like something you'd sleep on.
Right. A man cut.
Yeah.
That's what I want, a man cut. What do you want for Christmas? A man cut.
Get your man cut.
Yeah.
Got a beer holder on it.
I want to be able to sleep outside and get the fire on my man cut.
All right. Next time you yell at me, I'm a man cut.
Yeah. What was it? Toxic masculinity?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like the name of a band that I'd like to see.
We are toxic masculinity.
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you think about? Dude, I'm going to see Toxic Masculinity tonight.
Sweet.
Or that actually be a cable channel I might watch.
Right.
Yeah. Just like, just all like, you know, blow them up, chase them, cop shows, war.
Right.
Movies.
Hot rods.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just all cool stuff.
Yes, exactly. Mad
grilling.
Stuff. Right. Cigar commercials, liquor commercials.
It's a little bit brilliant and a little bit stupid and a little bit insulting all at the same time.
Right.
The brilliant part of it is, who are they going to really affect with this commercial? It's all these friggin' millennials who are growing beards because they want to look like fake lumberjacks.
Yes. The brawny look, yes.
So someone said, how do we get to all these bearded, skinny jean-wearing guys?
How? What do we do? Right? What do we do?
Wait, because they're not buying razors anymore.
No.
These 20-somethings are not shaving.
How do we lure them in?
We need to bring people back to shaving. How do we bring the men back to shaving?
Right.
We shame them.
Right.
Into shaving.
Exactly.
Shaming to shave.
Right. Shaming to shave.
Right.
That's right. See? Yeah, look, you don't want to be... You got to shave away that toxic masculinity.
Right.
That's right.
Don't let them know you're
Find
a man.
Find your inner you.
Genius.
It's under your face.
Genius.
And everyone's talking about it.
Yeah,
but everyone's talking about it. When have we ever talked about a razor commercial?
Yeah, but you wiped out everybody else who actually does shave.
There's a lot of guys that'll be like, yeah, I'm good. There's too many to choose from.
Gillette.
There are two big camps on the criticism here, and one of them is that you're insulting your customer base. Like, these are the people that are
your core
buying your product, and now you're insulting those people. And then the other side is saying, well, you're also using a real movement, the Me Too movement, and using it to sell your razors.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really doing anything to help anyone but yourself.
Yeah, you're explaining it.
Exactly, explain. Yep.
It's very rare I see an ad that I think, oh, that wasn't for them. That was for us. It's always for them. Like, you don't put an ad out there. Even the touching 9/11 Budweiser ad.
Yeah.
Like, it was beautiful. I still get chills just thinking about
it. But
that was, come on. They were using 9/11 to sell beer.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. And it's fine.
Very low.
It is what it is. You do what you got to do.
Right.
That's what this thing is about. They do have us talking about it. You know, I won't use them again because, you know, you're just playing people against people, right? You're not making the dialogue better.
No.
But it is, when you think about it, they had to start with that, right? How do we get these bearded friggin' kids to shave?
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Smart.
Keep in mind, there's everybody else, but...
Make them feel bad about having a beard.
Yeah.
Right. Love it.
I am dying to see how this affects the new trend.
Right.
With men's styles and
All
men's
of a
facial
sudden,
hair. Yeah.
It's gone.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nope. They're not getting rid of those beards.
No, not all of them, right? So... Phil is not going to shave.
A couple.
No, right. But I grew a beard not because of any movement or anything. It's just because my skin sucks. And I'm like, less of that showing, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll hide it under here.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, you sweep dirt under a rug.
What else do you have hiding in there? Peggy has a thought on the Gillette ad we were just playing.
Oh, okay.
Peggy?
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I love you guys.
Hi, Peggy.
Love you, too.
When I listened to it, I thought it was more about women. And so what they're doing is they're women usually buy everything in the house, from my experience. When my kids are shaving, I bought the razors. I still buy my husband's razors. And women's razor blades and stuff cost a lot more than men's in general. So what they were doing is trying to feed into the woman's, they're going to try to change men. And, oh, look, they're sympathetic to our movement. Let me go buy my sons. And
excellent
my
point. So they get most of the women.
Right.
Some of the men who hear that will be won't be offended.
No.
And you can't take a position against it. So if you're chic, you can't say, screw that, guys.
Right.
Be dicks.
Exactly. Be the biggest dick you can
let's
be.
Let's celebrate your dickiness.
Yeah, dickdom.
With chic.
Dickdom.
Dickdom.
Be a dick with chic.
Right.
Be a dick with chic. Right.
Exactly.
Won't work. I can work for... Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like them saying toxic masculinity. It's just BS. You know, there's some people that are bad, and there's some people that are good. And
just
then
like women,
really, really
there's
good.
Bad women.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Bad men.
Can't stereotype.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, because there's toxic women. I know toxic women. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't
the other part of it is, aren't we done? Like, can you just, like, have a friggin' ad?
Right.
Like, we came off, like, the most divisive presidential election, which hasn't ended.
No.
2 years.
Yeah.
Still going.
Still going on.
And just everybody's fight. Like, really, you need an ad that's like a Super Bowl ad now. Like, I can't watch the Super Bowl without being pulled into this crap.
Let's fan some flames.
Like, when we're all together watching the Super Bowl, make an ad that brings us all together.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
I'm with you.
Exactly. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Peggy. Great point.
Yeah, have a great day. Love you guys.
You too.
Love you too.
Play more.